Kyle Malin from the MERS newsletter. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Tony, you know, maybe part of your problem is you didn't switch to AT&T.
So you like AT&T?
Yeah, my wife and I have had AT&T for a while. I think their service range has improved. I used to not be able to get good reception in the house. Now I've been able to get good reception in the house, around the Capitol, everywhere I need. So I've been really happy with AT&T. Yeah. And I love my iPhone, too, for that plug.
All right. I'm still going to continue to explore. I love the MERSnews.com quote of the day. It is as follows. I did my Democratic donkey, I mean my duty, and I left the polls smelling like Santorum. That comes from Detroit Democrat Ken Whitaker, who tweeted his participation in Project Hilarity. He said he crossed over and voted for Rick Santorum in Tuesday's presidential primary in Michigan. Dem crossover may have played a part in the former U.S. Senator winning as many as 8 delegates. That's pretty funny.
Well, you know, the Democrats really had a lot of fun on Tuesday, Tony. You know, this was a no-lose situation for them. I mean, the whole point for them was to damage Mitt Romney in Michigan and make it an unwinnable state for him in November if he were to face Barack Obama. And I really think that they succeeded in large part. You know, they were able to see a competitive candidate in this state, Rick Santorum, slam Mitt Romney on the issue that they were planning on slamming him on in November, which was his stance on the auto bailout. And it was really successful. If you look at the polling, Mitt Romney is not competitive against Barack Obama in this state, and he's going to have to go other places to try and get his electoral college votes for November, Ohio, Virginia, other states. So, yeah, the Democrats are laughing. They're having a good time because they really chased and really stomped Mitt Romney in the state.
You know, I don't support any of them, but I'm going to call this now. None of these candidates, not only do they not have the money or the ground power, but they don't have enough juice to beat Barack Obama right now. There's going to have to be something radical come from that party for them to overtake the president.
Well, you know what? And that's why some Republicans are secretly hoping for a brokered convention and that they don't get any of the candidates that you see out there, that maybe something like a Chris Christie or a Jeb Bush. Or
you know who could beat him?
Might even emerge. Well, who's that?
Daniels from Indiana. If you've read his book, if you've listened to him, he seems to be a guy that might be able to get it done.
That's another person that the Republicans are excited about, Mitch Daniels on Indiana, absolutely. And that's what we're talking about here. You know, you get to a brokered convention, and, you know, the first few ballots, there's a deadlock, and then somebody new emerges. That's happened in presidential politics, certainly not recently. But you go back to the 20s, 30s, something like that, and that's how the nominee got picked. We'll see. If there's a very slim shot of that happening right now. Mitt Romney seems to be rolling. But, you know, it's something to keep on the wish list for them.
Kyle, on the front page of the website, 226,000-plus signatures asked for Public Act 4 recall. Tell us about this story.
Well, the AFSCME employee union and citizens in Detroit and other urban areas are not happy with the new emergency manager law because it does allow emergency managers to revoke union contracts and restructure already bargained employee contracts. And so they went out and gathered what would appear to be the needed signature to overturn that law at the ballot box in November. A couple things to look out for from here. If there is enough signatures, PA4 is suspended, and so it is no longer able to be used. So the things to look out for, will the Republicans put out a bill and pass a bill and get one signed that does the same thing as PA4 until the election? I think the chances of that happening are very good. That's really going to upset folks who signed the petition particularly, so we've got to watch out for that.
I thought it was interesting. Earlier this morning, we had on Woodrow Stanley, the state representative from Flint, and he said, you know what, I'm not against an emergency financial manager law or the emergency manager, but they need to stop having these closed meetings, and they need to make sure that that person doesn't have too much power to sell off perhaps a very valuable entity, that those types of powers should be incorporated with the mayor's office, city council, and whatnot.
Well, you know, that you can make that argument. You know, the problem is that there are only so many things that a municipality or a school district spends money on, Tony. And the big number one cost driver, 70 to 75% of the cost, is employee and work labor. I mean, that's just, there's no bones about it. I mean, there's only so many things you can do to cut costs before you got to get to the nut of the problem. And that is, how do you resolve the whole labor issue? And if you've got contracts that are set in stone, there's not a lot of wiggle room there. You're not going to get you're not going to get your district or your city out of that situation. And I hear what he's saying about the assets and things like that, but if they don't have the power to go after union contracts, they don't have any other, the emergency managers don't have any other option but start looking at assets.
All right, Kyle.
No city wants to see that.
The next time I talk to you, I need to talk to you about the story on MERS News, is that the Senate is targeting a lower budget than the governor. I've got to get to a break here, but we'll tackle that next time we talk.
Sounds good, Tony.